I know we talked back when you took the job and everything. You've had a summer. I've kind of kept tabs a little bit, checking at your Facebook page. You post a lot of stuff. Sounds like this bunch of girls had a really good summer of volleyball, didn't they?
They did. We came out and we went to quite a few camps, three, and then went to top 10 as well. And they had a really, really good summer. Came in ready to work and just ready to go.
That's terrific. And I'm sure expectations are always pretty high at Chase County High School in their sports, and volleyball is no different. Had a good bunch. I know you lost some key seniors, but you got a pretty good nucleus of returnees back this year, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have six seniors returning, and they are stepping up really well, doing a lot of leading, you know, really committed, very hungry, and just ready to kind of get the ball rolling. And came in pretty seamlessly with the adjustment, taking one day at a time, but man, they're putting in the work.
Some big shoes to fill, though. Alandra McNair, of course, playing here at McCook Community College. Ava McNair, you know, played back row for you, solid back there. So those are just a couple of girls, like, off the bat, those tough shoes to fill, aren't they?
Yeah, we have a lot of our returners, and we got some new fresh faces coming onto our varsity roster this season. Some that haven't had any varsity experience before, but they're stepping in. A lot of pressure for them, but they're handling it really well. So I'm excited.
You know, just watching last year, I know Carly Anderson is a outside for you as a senior now comes to mind. Wow. I mean, she was dynamite last year. You've got, of course, Miranda Spady back once again. You've got the Rusher girls who are just tremendous athletes. So those are just a few, just kind of throwing some names out that no question they will play a lot of varsity minutes for you.
Yeah, the experience with our seniors is going to really help. You know, we have our first game right out of the season against Ogallala, and it's going to be a challenge. Like, they didn't lose anybody, but that experience on their end, they've taken a lot on. They're helping handle the pressure with those younger girls that are coming in and filling in the missing pieces and just trying their best to make sure that we're doing what we need to be doing. And their leadership is really stepping up now that we've had summer under our belt and kind of the new coaching adjustment. You can just tell that they're hungry for the season to start.
But you kind of mentioned there, you got some young kids, some other kids got to fill some of those roles, some of those spots vacated by those seniors, some position battles probably going on this year as well.
Yeah, we're pretty DS heavy right now, and we got three really good DS girls that are fighting for a Librero jersey, fighting for a couple other things, and just a lot of different things going on, and some younger girls coming in to fill in for our outside hitter, and we're just, it's a competition every day. They know that. They're going to have to put in the work, and it could be anybody's spot at the moment. We haven't really sat down and made any final decisions yet, but they're putting in a lot of work, and it's nice to have the depth on the coaching end, so you know if someone does get hurt or something does happen, you can pull another girl in and fill them in. It's just the experience side of things and the pressure that's going to kind of come down to who's going to fill that spot.
Kind of glad still we got this week, and then you got part of next week. Hey, we're going to use that time, right? With school starting up, you're going to start to juggle, going to class, going to practice. You're kind of glad. Hey, we're not quite ready for that first match just yet.
Oh, no. I mean, we had fair last week, which always throws a wrench right into that first week of practice that you can officially start. Some girls leaving early. Some girls, you know, can't come because of fair and just a lot of different things. And we had talked to them that we're going to start pretty much today, getting into our routine and prepping for that first game and trying to be ready for them because we know that they're a good competitor and they're a strong team. So we're hoping to use what we have and the time that we have to really just get in there and put some work in and clean things up and see what our first game looks like.
Yep, Ogallala, you talked about. We're going to see here in McCook at the Graff Event Center for that triangular with Minden and McCook. And then, you know, the first invite takes off with Lexington, and you're back here in McCook for the invite. So you got some really good teams to – a good competition that first couple of weeks, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And a lot of people are like, oh, your schedule's really hard. Like, we do play a lot of Class B schools. But I think it's really going to matter to those girls right now that haven't had that varsity experience or don't have a lot of the time and the expertise, like Riley Rusher and Carly, who have started since they were freshmen. And those tough teams, I think, are going to be a good learning experience for them. And it's going to matter kind of down towards the end of the season. So those hard teams are going to take one stride at a time and just play Chase County volleyball and see what the outcome is.